Shmuel Be'et Perek Yud Chet. In this perek, we'll see the death of Avshalom because he took the advice of Hushai over that of Achitophel. He took the time to gather and organize all of Israel, and he himself joined them in battle against David. This perek has six sections. The first section began in the last perek and continues until the middle of Pasuk Be'et. Vayivkod David et ha'am asher ito vayasem elahem sarei alafim v'sarei me'ot. And David counted the people that were with him and set over them officers of thousands and officers of hundreds. David organized his army in battle formation and structured battalions of hundreds and thousands. Vayishlach David et ha'am ha'shlishit b'yad Yoav, v'ha'shlishit b'yad Avishai ben Tzruya achi Yoav, v'ha'shlishit b'yad Itai ha'giti. And David sent the nation, a third in the hand of Yoav, a third in the hand of Avishai the son of Tzruya, Yoav's brother, and a third in the hand of Itai ha'giti. David benefited from the delay. While Avshalom gathered up his army from Dan to Beersheba, he organized his army and set them under his three generals. And then we have a pause in the middle of Pasuk. This is one parasha stuma in the middle of the Pasuk, which I have no explanation for. It doesn't fit with my theory in Sefer Shmuel of either shock at the news that was just stated or waiting for an answer from God. Then, maybe again, it is shock. The last time David didn't go to war with Israel, rather stayed in the city. He went for a stroll, saw Bathsheba, and it led to a series of events which brought us to this point right now. David just divided the nation into three divisions, and he was not part of them. He was not one of the officers. Now, after being divided into three battalions, the nation waited to hear what to do next. In the next section, Pasukim, the middle of Pasuk Bet to Pasuk Gimel, David volunteers to lead them in battle. Vayomer ha'melech el ha'am, yatzo etze gam ani imachem. And the king said to the people, I too will surely go out with you. Yatzo etze, using double language for emphasis. Vayomer ha'am lo tetze ki im nos nanus lo yasimenu alenu lev. Ve'im yamutu chetzienu lo yasimu alenu lev. Ki ata chamunu asara alafim. Ve'ata tov ki tihye lanu me'iz la'azor. But the people said, you will not go, for if we run away, nos nanus, they won't pay attention to us. Even if half of us die, they won't pay attention to us. But now you are worth 10,000 of us, and now it's better that you help us from the city. The people did not want David in the battlefield, and they explained why. He was the most wanted. Remember, what was relayed to David and his men was the advice of Achitophel. Achitophel said he would kill only David and bring the rest of the nation back in peace. The people are willing to risk their lives for David, and they ask him to help out from the city. This help from the city can be his prayers, also his advice, and possibly sending out additional men if needed. The next section, Pesukim Dalet through Yud Chet, we have the battle. Vayomar lahem ha'melech asher yitav be'enechem e'eseh, vayamod ha'melech el yad ha'shar, v'chol ha'am yatze'u le'me'ot v'la'alafim. And the king said to them, what seems best in your eyes I will do. And the king stood near the gate, and all the people went out by the hundreds and by the thousands. This pasuk points out that David was by the gate as the people were leaving to war. He listened to their suggestion and stayed in the city. The specific mention of Aliyat HaShaad, the same place that Avshalom went to connect with the people, shows us that even through Mered Avshalom, David is learning from his mistakes. Here, David is connecting with each individual as he passes through the city gate on their way to war. Vayitzav ha'melech et Yoav et Avishai et Itai lemor, le'at li lena'ar le'avshalom. And the king commanded Yoav and Avishai and Itai, saying, deal gently with me, with the young man, with Avshalom. David's description of Avshalom as a na'ar, a young lad, seems to indicate his attitude towards his actions. David sees Avshalom as a young lad who needs to be rescued from the troubles that he became entangled in. The king warns them to be gentle with Avshalom. And v'chol ha'am samu betzavot ha'melech et kol ha'sarim al devar Avshalom. And the entire nation heard when the king commanded the officers concerning Avshalom. Here he's called Avshalom, not Hana'ar Avshalom. They don't relate to him as a Na'ar. ויצא העם השדה לקראת ישראל, ותהי המלחמה ביער אפרים. So the people went out to the field against Israel, and the battle was in the forest of Ephraim, Ya'ar Ephraim. It's not an actual forest. Ya'ar Ephraim is a section of land on the eastern side of the Yarden, it has sections of thick, entangled trees. In Sefer Shofetim, Perek Yud Bet, we found men of Ephraim living within Menasheh on the eastern side of the Jordan. After Yiftach HaGiladi's successful defeat of Ammon, a civil war broke out between the people of Gilad, who just won the war against Ammon, and the people of Ephraim, who did not participate in the battle. It was then that the men of Ephraim complained about not being called to help, and Yiftach ended up killing them, and it was a whole civil war. Now we're about to experience another civil war in that same area of land. וינגפו שם עם ישראל לפני עבדי דוד, ותהי שם המגפה הגדולה ביום ההוא, 20 אלף. And the people of Israel were beaten there before the servants of David. And there was a great slaughter there that day of 20,000 men. Achitophel's advice, which was not accepted, was to take 12,000 men to battle. Here, more than that, almost double, 20,000 men died in battle. Hushai's advice brought the masses of people who were not accustomed to fighting in this rocky, harsh terrain. And it was against David and his men who were familiar with the terrain and were adept at fighting under such conditions. ותהי שם המלחמה נפוצת על פני כל הארץ, וירב היה לכל בעם מאשר אכלה החרב ביום ההוא. And it was there that the battle spread over the whole face of the land, and the forest devoured more people than the sword on that day. The war was hard on both sides. The forest thickness was especially hard on Avshalom's large army, who was not accustomed to such conditions. ויקרא אבשלום לפני עבדי דוד, ואבשלום רוכב על הפרד, ויבוא הפרד תחת שובך האלה הגדולה, ויחזק ראשו באלה, ויותן בין השמיים ובין הארץ, והפרד אשר תחתיו עבר. And Avshalom happened to meet the servants of David, and Avshalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thicket of a great terebinth. It's a type of tree. And his head, meaning his hair, got caught in the terebinth, and he was placed between the sky and the land, and the mule that was under him passed on. Avshalom, who had such beautiful long hair, which he cut once a year when it became too heavy for him, was caught by his hair and left hanging in a tree. The usage of the word head instead of hair, both here and in Perek Yudalet Pasuk Kafav of Shmuel Bet, implies that it was his head which got him into trouble. Maybe it was referring to Avshalom's arrogance, or possibly his desire for kingship, the crown of the king on his own head. Or maybe it's a combination of both. His arrogance led him to think that he should be king. ויאמר יואב לאיש המגיד לו, והנה ראיתי מד... I skipped the pasuk. וירא איש אחד ויגד ליואב ויאמר, הנה ראיתי את אבשלום תלוי באליה. And a man saw and told Yoav, and he said, here I saw Avshalom hanging in a terebinth. ויאמר יואב לאיש המגיד לו, והנה ראית ומדוע לא חיכיתו שם ארצה? ועלי לתת לך 10 כסף וחגורה אחת. And Yoav said to the man that told him, you saw, and why didn't you strike him there to the ground? And I would have had to have given you 10 pieces of silver and a belt. From our pasuk, it seems like Yoav promised a reward of 10 pieces of silver and a belt to the one who strikes down Yoav. The belt can be a belt of honor in recognition for his valiant behavior during this war, symbolizing his advancement to a higher rank, or possibly a prize of a belt indicating in a suit of clothing. ויאמר האיש אל יואב, ולו אנוכי שוקל על כפי 1,000 כסף, לא אשלח ידי אל בן המלך. כי באוזננו ציווה המלך אותך ואת אבישי ואת איתי לאמור, שמרו מבנער ואבשלום. And the man said to Yoav, even if I should count 1,000 pieces of silver in my hand. I would not send my hand against the king's son. For we heard the king command you and Avishai and Ittai, saying, guard over the young man Avshalom. Here Yoav's soldier refers to Avshalom as a na'ar, quoting David's description of him. O asiti benafshi sheker, v'chol davar lo yikached min ha'melech v'ata tityatsev mineged. Otherwise, I would have to lie for my own life, and nothing is hidden from the king, and you would have stood opposite. This man had to choose between two contradictory orders. On the one hand, he heard David say not to harm Avshalom, and on the other hand, Yoav is telling him to kill him. He followed David's wishes and told Yoav he did it because the king would find out and Yoav wouldn't be there to save him. Vayomer Yoav, lo chen ochila lefanecha. Vayikach shelosha shevatim bechapo, vayitkaem belev Avshalom, odenu chai belev ha'elah. Then Yoav said, it is not the way that I should beg before you. And he took 3 darts in his hand and struck them through the heart of Avshalom, who was still alive in the heart of the terebinth. Avshalom, the brother who told his sister when she was raped, in Shmuel Bet Perek Yud Gimel Pasukaf, Al tashiti et libecha ledavar hazeh, and the one who killed his brother when his heart was drunk with wine, Ketov lev Amnon bayayin, that's in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Kafchet. And he stole the hearts of the people in Perek Tet Vav Pasuk Vav. Vayganev Avshalom et lev Anshei Yisrael. He was struck with a dart through his heart. Vayitkaem belev Avshalom udenu chai belev ha'ala. Vayasovu asara ne'arim noseech kele Yoav. And 10 young men, the carriers of Yoav's armor, turned and struck Avshalom and killed him. And Yoav blew the shofar, and the people turned from chasing after Israel, for Yoav held back the people. The civil war ended. El ha'pachat ha'gadol, v'yatzivu alav gal avanim gadol me'od, v'chol Yisrael nasu ish le'ohlav. And they took Avshalom and cast him into the forest, into a great pit, and placed a large pile of stones over him, and all of Israel ran away, each man to his tent. V'Avshalom lakach v'yatzev lo b'chayav et matzevet asher be'emek ha'melech, ki amar en li ven ba'avod hizkir shemi. Vayikra la matzevet al shemo, vayikra la yad Avshalom ad hayom hazeh. Avshalom, in his lifetime, had taken and set up a pillar, which is in the king's valley, for he said, I have no son to keep my name alive. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called Avshalom's monument, Yad Avshalom, until this day. Until this day, meaning until Sefer Shmuel was transcribed. The fact that Avshalom built a monument because he didn't have a son is strange, because in Perek Yudale Pasuk Kav Zayin, we were told that Avshalom had 3 sons and a daughter named Tamar. Maybe he built this monument before they were born, or after they died, maybe they died young, or maybe they weren't worthy of carrying on his name. Whatever the reason, our Pasuk is telling us what remains of Avshalom is a monument. This section began with David warning the people to be easy with Avshalom and ends with his death, the end of his lineage. The next section, Pesukim Yud Tet through Kafchet, we have the relaying of the news to David. Ve'achimat ben Sadok amar, Adutana ve'avesera et hamelech ki shefato Adonai miyad oyevav. Then Achimatz, the son of Sadok, said, let me run and tell the king that God has avenged him of his enemies. And now we're seeing how Achimatz is excited to tell the king the news. He thinks that it would cause David to be ecstatic, to rejoice over the news. Vayomer lo Yoav, lo ish besora ata hayom hazeh, uvisarta beyom acher, v'hayom hazeh lo tevaser, ki al ken ben hamelech met. Yoav said to him, you should not be the informer of news today. You'll deliver the news on another day. But today you should not inform, because the king's son is dead. Yoav understands David better and correctly understands the situation. He's telling Achimatz, you don't have good news. The king will not be happy to hear that his son is dead. Vayomer Yoav lakushi, lech haged lemelech asher ra'ita. Vayishtachu kushi leyoav vayarot. Then Yoav said to the Cushi, go tell the king what you have seen. And the Cushi bowed down to Yoav, and he ran. Yoav tells this Cushi, this man from the land of Cush, to run and tell the king what he saw. He does not put words into his mouth. Maybe it was clear that there was no need to give any details, or possibly because he didn't want the news of Avshalom's death to be relayed to the king in his name. The Cushi bowed to Yoav before he left. Vayosef od Achimatz ben Sadok, vayomer el Yoav, vihima arutzana gam ani acharei hakushi. Vayomer Yoav, lama ze ata ratz beni, velecha en besura motzet. Then Achimatz, the son of Sadok, added to Yoav, what's the big deal? Let me also run after the Cushi. And Yoav said, why will you run, my son? The news will not bring you a reward. Vayhima arutz. Vayomer lo, rutz, vayarotz Achimatz derech hakikar, vayavor et hakushi. It is what it is, I will run. And he said, run. Then Achimatz ran by the way of the plain, and he passed the Cushi. Achimatz ran through the plains, over the straight ground, and although it was a longer route than the mountainous roads that the Cushi took, he arrived at Machanaim before him. This next pasuk describes the configuration of the fortified city. The entrance to the city was through a double gate. There were two walls surrounding the city with a space in between. Above these two walls was a roof, possibly with a watchtower from which the watchman could observe the surrounding areas. From there, he could relay his observations to the king. We'll find David's position at this point is between the two gates, waiting for the nation to return. It seems to symbolize his current condition. The people convinced him to remain and help from the city, and so he did. Yet his heart and worries are at the battlefront with his army outside the city. David's conflicting feelings are portrayed by his location between the two gates. V'David yoshev ben shnei ha-sha'arim, v'yelech ha-tzofe el gag ha-sha'ar el ha-choma, v'yisa et ena v'yad v'hine ish ratz levado. Now David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof of the gate, to the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and there was a man running alone. Now we're going to have the conversation between the watchman above and David, who's down below between the two gates. Vayikra ha-tzofe vayiged la-melech vayomer ha-melech im levado besora befiv, vayelech haloch ve-karev. And the watchman called and told the king, and the king said, if he's alone, there's news in his mouth. And he continued coming and approached. Vayar ha-tzofe ish acher ratz, vayikra ha-tzofe el ha-shoer, vayomer hine ish ratz levado, vayomer ha-melech ze gam mevased. And the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the gatekeeper and said, there's another man running alone. The gatekeeper was down below by the gate of the city, next to the king who was between the two gates. The king just stated that one person in a person running alone brings news. But now the watchman just spotted a second man, and he told the gatekeeper, possibly so he should be aware that a second man is coming towards the city, or possibly because he wanted to tell the king in an indirect way about his observation. And the king said, he also brings news. Vayomer ha-tzofe, ani ro'et merutzat harishon kemerutzat Achimatz ben Sadok. Vayomer ha-melech ish tov ze ve'el besora tova yavo. The watchman said, I see the form of the first one is running like Achimatz, the son of Sadok. And the king said, he's a good man, and with him good news will come. David's anticipation of good news, evident through his response to the watchman, makes the news that David's about to hear all the more devastating. Vayikra Achimatz, vayomer el ha-melech shalom, vayishtachu le-melech le'apav arza. Vayomer Baruch Adonai Elohecha Asher Siger et Haanashim Asher Nasi'u et Yadam Ba'Adoni HaMelech. And Achimatz called and said to the king, greetings, and he bowed down before the king with his face to the earth. He respectfully bows before the king, and he said, "Blessed be God, your God, who has delivered the men that lifted up their hands against my master, the king." Achimaat speaks of Ha'anashim asher nase'u et yadam ba'adoni ha'melech, those who rebelled against the king, making them deserving of death. He relays the news that God delivered them, meaning that God was the one to take care of the judgment. He delivers what he thinks to be good news. But the king is not interested in hearing about the blessing that God did for him. Rather, he asks about his son. In the next section, Pesukim Kaf Tet through Lamed Aleph, we see the response of the king and the reaction of Achimaatz. Vayomer HaMelech, Shalom LaNa'ad LeAvshalom. The king said, "Is it well with the young man with Avshalom?" The way the king David describes Avshalom as a Na'ad instead of a guilty rebel was an awakening for Achimaatz. He suddenly understood Yoav's reservation about him delivering the news, and he becomes tongue-tied, not knowing what to say to the king. What comes out of his mouth is a jumble of words about just all the confusion, sending the message to the king, Yoav, and himself. And we see here it says, "Vayomer Achimaatz, ra'iti ha'hamon ha'gadol, lishloach et eved ha'melech, Yoav, ve'et avdecha, ve'lo yadati ma." He says, Achimaatz answered, he says, "I saw a great confusion to send the king's servant, Yoav, and your servant. I didn't know what." "Vayomer ha'melech sov, hityasev ko, vayisov vayamod." And the king said, "Turn and stand here." And he turned and he stood. David knew that there was another messenger coming, and he would wait to hear the news from him. "Vehine hakushi ba, vayomer hakushi, yitbaser adoni ha'melech, ki shefatecha adonai hayom miyad kol hakamim alecha." And the Kushi came, and the Kushi said, "Be notified, my master the king, for God has judged you today from the hand of all who rose against you." The Kushi did not bow to the king as Achimaatz did. Rather, he immediately and bluntly gave over the news. The next section, Pasuk Lamed Bet, we see the response of the king and the retort of the Kushi. "Vayomer ha'melech el ha'kushi, ha'shalom lana'a la'avshalom. Vayomer ha'kushi, yiyu kana'ar oyeve adoni ha'melech, vechol asher kamu alecha lera'a." And the king said to the Kushi, "Is it well with the young man Avshalom?" And the Kushi answered, "May the enemies of my master the king and all that rise up against you for evil be as that young man." The Kushi, being unsensitive to David's feelings, bluntly tells him of Avshalom's fate. This is evident in his description of Avshalom as a na'ar, totally unaware of the charged feelings that it evokes for the king. The perek began with David warning the people to be careful with the young man of lad Avshalom, ha'na'ar Avshalom. We mentioned how this may be David's way of expressing his forgiving attitude towards his rebellion because of his youth and immaturity. Avshalom was killed in the war, and the perek ends with the relaying of this delicate news of the death of Hana'ad Avshalom to the king. In the next perek, we'll see the response of King David.